Blog Talk Radio.
Tanisha Davis here on Stardom 100 Radio, and I'm so super excited. Just got through hearing a snippet of my next guest's single, Guns and Black Roses, and she's from Brooklyn, New York, so I'm super happy to have Berry Boo on the show today. Berry Boo, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm thankful for you being on the show. Like, and I love the song. I was listening to it. I'm like, yeah, this song is dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I wanted something that can, I do a lot, I rap a lot, so, and I do both, but I kind of wanted to have something that can showcase my vocal ability. So this is definitely my one of my first, like, ballad kind of records.
Wow.
So I'm happy that you love it. Yes.
Man, yes, I love it. Like, so what was the inspiration behind this song?
Well, I feel like a lot of times we always hear from the male's perspective, and this is basically just showing how intense love can be. I wanted to just change the narrative because we always talk about how a guy has a woman sprung. And I'm like, you know, we have guys in their bag too. So it's basically like, are you sure you want to date me? Because dating me is like playing with fire. My love is not regular. My love is like Guns and Black Roses. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's very intense, but it's a confidence on a woman's perspective and a woman's standpoint. So, yeah.
And this single is on your EP Clutch, right?
Yeah, on my sophomore EP Clutch that came out late last year. We just went into the new year. So, yeah, late 2017. So it's been like a full year now. It's been out.
Okay.
Yep, and you can find it on there. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying it was the third single off of my project. It's the third single that I released off of my EP Clutch that's out.
Okay. So, for your EP Clutch, what is the... like, what is it mainly about? Like, what message are you more focused on delivering with that EP?
Yeah, so this message, I just wanted to be a melting pot of stuff. Like I was saying, my first project, I did a lot of rapping. This one, I didn't want to abandon either or. I think now when people hear my music or get to know me, they know I'm going to sing or rap. That's what I organically hear when I hear a record. But, you know, when you think of clutches for a woman, you know, we keep our essentials in there because we can't carry much, you know. So You always keep what you're going to need in your clutch for tonight or for whenever you wear it. So that's what this project is about. It's just having your essentials, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but everything that you're going to need all in one place. So I have R&B on there. You're going to have a hip-hop record on there. I have, like, a ballad on there. I have a pop record on there. And I got a good R&B record on there. So, yeah, so it's a melting pot of stuff. But it's overall me. If anybody followed me or follows me, you'll see I change my hair a lot. My style is always evolving and changing, and my music mirrors that. So it's a little melting pot of Berry Boo.
Okay. And I love the song, so I'm definitely going to have to, like, go check out your EP because, like,
yes.
Oh, man. I was listening to the song. I was like, wow, this is dope. So
Thank you.
I love the
And
music.
Everybody has their favorite. Everybody has their favorite. This has definitely been perceived really, really great. But like I said, like, if you're more into, like, hip-hop, there's a record on there for you. If you're, like, into, like, 90s R&B, I have a record on there that gives you that whole nostalgic vibe and feel. So, yeah, I'm happy that you like it, but definitely go check it out. You're going to see it changes around, but it all still works together. So
okay.
I'm proud of it, very proud of it.
You should be. You definitely should be.
Thank you.
So, like,
Thank you.
No problem. What started you to write music? Like what got you started?
Well, just in the business period, or just like writing?
Just
Hello?
Just individually, like what made you start doing it?
Yeah. Well, I grew up. I've always been creative and always been, like, in dance companies and in dance groups and singing here or referencing stuff for people. And I was in a lot of singing groups, and I used to reference a lot of people, and then I would write songs in my groups that I were in, like female groups and stuff. And I started working at Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar, which is an open mic spot in New York, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And New York is known for our open mic circuit. So I started performing there a lot, doing a lot of background work. I actually started singing backgrounds first before moving to the forefront. So I would sing a lot of backgrounds for a lot of local artists. And it just became a word-of-mouth kind of thing, and I just started getting calls for a lot of major artists. And it just went from there to me touring the world, singing for a lot of A-list artists, and it's been a beautiful journey. And just, you know, touring and being around those people, learning a lot about the business, and just being at shows and performing, a lot of the fans will always be like, well, Berry, when are you going to do something? When are we going to hear your stuff? And just eventually, organically, it happened. You know, I met my producer, IMBMOC, who produced my first LP. And, finding a producer that understands your sound, and we kind of came together and put out a project. And it was perceived really, really great. And now I'm here. This is my second project now, and I'm still moving with it. It's been an incredible journey, but I've always been creative in dancing and writing and singing and just overall. My mother put me in absolutely everything that I wanted to get into. So, yes, it's been great. It's kind of hard to, like, pinpoint, but it's been this way since I was a kid.
Okay. Now, I know you were, like, mentioning, like, you had the opportunity to perform with a lot of major artists. I mean,
mm-hmm.
over from MC Light, CeeLo, Sierra,
mm-hmm.
Kanye, Nicki. Like,
mm-hmm.
you've been doing your thing. So what has this journey taught you the most about yourself as an artist?
To stay true to who I am and never conform because, you know, they may not get it immediately, but they will eventually. And honestly, at the end of the day, those that are supposed to get it will. And just to keep going and never stop and just be true to your music. I like to speak about or think about things that I can actually feel, that I've either been through or I've witnessed someone going through that I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just telling me to be honest because people can read through that, and gimmicks never last. So when people would, like, see my image, they see all this, they see colorful hair, and they see, you know, my name is Berry Boo, so they think that I'm changing my hair because of my name, or that's why I'm calling myself Berry Boo, because of how I want to look. But I'm like, this is who I've always been. My last name is Berry. Everybody's been calling me Berry since I was a child, and I just so happen to like color. If you knew me 10 years ago, you would say this has been the same girl. I just evolved, you know. So I just learned to just be honest in my imagery, who I am as an artist visually and creatively. And I learned that a lot with a lot of artists that I work with. I've been blessed to perform with and sing for a lot of artists that are down to earth, that I respect, that take pride in their artistry, and I admire them at the same time. So, you know, it's been great.
Okay. As an independent artist, are there any labels that you're looking to working with, or do you like being independent?
You know, the labels or having like an investor or like having a distribution, maybe I would have like a distribution deal with the label, more or less. It'll help me appeal to the, it'll help me reach out to the masses, reach people that I can't reach on my own. But I do love being independent because I can do things my way. I can be myself without someone telling me who they think I should be or,
right,
you know, telling me how they think I should sound. You know, so being independent, you have the freedom to do you, you know, and I think that's the beauty of it. But, it you know, having a label backing would help with, you know, pushing me out and having the machines behind me, of course. But if I can have a nice, good distribution situation with the label, then I'll take that. But
yeah.
Independently is great, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I got you. What advice would you have for someone wanting to follow in your footsteps? Because you, like I said, you've had an awesome experience so far.
Yeah. People ask me this a lot, and I always say, you know, everybody has their own blueprint. Like, it's hard for me to tell you what's going to work for you. I can only say what works for me. You can try it. But I would just say you just have to involve yourself in, engulf yourself around like minds. If you, you know, like for me, like I was around a lot of music people. I went to a lot of open mic spots. I always tell people, like, that's always a great thing to do. It's a great way to get your feet wet, you know, get on stage, perform in front of people, because then you're networking at the same time, you know, and you get to meet people, mm-hmm. and it's always a word of mouth. Word of mouth works better than anything, you know. A lot of the gigs I just get the call for, and because of my reputation and because of how people speak of me, I would naturally get it. Of course, you still got to be good to keep the gig, but right. It's all about, you know, getting out there and showing people what you got. But I would definitely say involve yourself. If you want to be a rapper, find out where they have the ciphers at. You know, we live in a world of Google. You can always Google what's the music venues in New York City or wherever your town is, wherever you live at. You know, find out where the music venues are, where the hot spots are, and just be around it, you know, singing. Even if you go into vocal classes, they have a lot of group vocal classes. These places, it's going to put you in a position to meet other people. And once you build relationships, these things, it has a domino effect. Just involve yourself around people that want to do what you do, that like to do what you do. It's only going to sharpen the pencil. It's only going to sharpen your talent and drive further.
Yes, that's so important. Yeah. I like that. It's all about surrounding yourself with people who are going in the same direction. So that's I like that.
Yeah, it's
going to
be, you know,
bumps
if you try something, you might be like, okay, this is not for me, but you have to involve yourself, so yeah.
Most definitely. So, like, what else do you have coming up this year? Because, like, I know, girl, you've done so much. You have done so much, so, like, do you have new music projects?
Yeah, it's so funny that you said it, because a lot of times people be like, what's next? And most times I'm like, I don't know. You know, some things I might have things lined up. And, of course, like, you know, when I'm working on a project, I always have, like, certain deadlines in my head so I can kind of achieve a certain thing by a certain time. But a lot of times things just pop up, you know. I can get a phone call today that can put me on a tour, or I can get a phone call today for a gig or for opportunity that I've been waiting for or been praying for forever. So, not always do I know, but I am in the studio. I'm back in the studio right now. I'm working on new music. I kind of, like, always want to stay creative. I don't like mm-hmm. to prepare. I like to always be prepared. Like, I like to be ready so I don't have to get ready.
That's right.
Saying. So, I'm always working. I do have, I just did 2 TV shows in D.C., so I'm gonna try to hit more markets. So I'm going to do maybe like a mini city tour where I hit like Philly, Atlanta, L.A., Chicago, maybe back to D.C., just circling the single Guns N' Black Roses. And I just want to engage and meet new people and gain new supporters. So that's what I'm going to be doing this year. Always working on new music. But you follow me and stay connected. Like I said, things just pop up all the
okay.
time.
And I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to seeing what's next for you. You can always go higher and higher because you're doing
yes.
the thing.
Yes, and that's the main thing, too. I always tell someone, just don't stop. Like, it gets tough. It's not easy, but when you do win, it's so much more rewarding when you know that you fought for it. This win, you fought for this position, and no one can take that from you. But it's not going to be an easy road. But that's also still the blessing of it. So just keep going. I would tell anybody, just keep going, because things happen out of nowhere. Like, your life can change in literally one phone call, and in one day, anything can change. So
yeah, all it takes is that one moment, and you never know when that moment is going to be.
You don't know.
And
that's
I like
why you gotta just stay ready.
Yeah, I like that. Like you said, you stay prepared, so you don't have to get prepared.
So you don't have to get prepared. Stay prepared. Like,
yeah.
Stay sharpening that talent. Yep. So I'm always in a studio. I'm always writing something. I'm always having people send me music. I'm always, doing a show or performing somewhere or putting my show together. Just stay on my toes. It's very important. And I love what I do. So I don't take it for granted at all.
Okay. Well, like I said, and I'm just happy you've been on my show.
So thank you. Yeah. You got Brooklyn, New York in the building right now.
I'm excited. So, for those who are listening in that may not know, how can they keep up with you on social media?
Yeah, my social media, so it's Berry Boo, but I'm Berry Damn It is my slogan. You'll find me much quicker if you type in I'm Berry Damn It. That's IMBERRYDAMNIT. That is my Twitter. That is my Facebook. That is my website. That is my Instagram. That is anywhere you want to find me, I'm Berry Damn It. So you follow me. I'm very engaged and I talk to people. I respond. I love to.
That's a plus.
I love to speak to people, yeah. So definitely I'm one of those people that I'm very, very interactive with my supporters. Follow me, get to know me.
Oh.
And, yeah, I appreciate all the support.
Okay. And your song, single Guns N' Black Roses, where is that available?
It's available on all digital outlets, all streaming services, wherever you have, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Android, iPhones, is everywhere, every platform. But the project is called Clutch, and that single was on the project Clutch. But, of course, you can download the single or the full entire album. I would love for you to download the full entire album, get the whole Clutch experience, which would be great. But, yes, that's where you can find it.
Well, I'm definitely going to download mine today. Cause
yes,
please. I love the song. I definitely will.
Thank you so much.
Continue to keep up with you and everything that you have going on. And wishing you a really, really great year. And I'm just going
to
stay in touch with you.
Same to you. Yes, please
thank
do.
You so much.
We follow each other now, so.
Yes.
Definitely,
so
yes, yes.
In
stay in touch. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
You've been great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. No problem. And to everyone listening in, you can continue to stay on the line and hear the full single for Guns N' Black Roses, and be sure to follow Berry Boo on all social media platforms. Thank you, Berry, and have a awesome day.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Bye, babe.
Thank you. You too.
Get to the cherry, got a dick in the roots. Let's go ahead and fight.